Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball board is underway. Pirates, Nats, Phils, Giants scoring opened in Philadelphia in that first inning with a Trey Turner double. We'll see if the Phillies can add a little bit more on going up against the San Francisco Giants. There's still a lot more baseball to get to, and to help us do that, it's Rob Donaldson. You've seen him here on In Game Live before. You can find him on Twitter at RobDFB. Rob, it's great to talk to you. I want to kind of start from the back a little bit because I think it's such an important game on tonight's slate, which is the LA Dodgers going up against the Rockies. If the Dodgers ever needed a get-right spot, it would be the Rockies. But if people were hoping to bet the Dodgers in a get-right spot, you maybe would rather a tougher opponent and a better number. Huge, huge favorites against Colorado. What's your approach to that one out west?
Well, you know, my approach to the Dodgers to start this year has really just been to fade them as much as I possibly can, because when you're getting that 1.5 on the run line at like minus 110 odds, minus 115 odds against decent teams like the Phillies, you know, and the Tigers, it just kind of felt like a no-brainer. But now, to your point, the Dodgers are in kind of a position where there is a get right spot needed. And Antonio Senzatella, you know, the way that he's running right now, might be the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball in terms of the guys who are getting serious consideration in a rotation right now. And the Rockies away from Coors Field, that's just not an offensive output that you can really bank on ever. And I do feel like the Dodgers can pour it on by 5 or 6 runs in this game.
The Dodgers overall, whether they win or lose this game, right, we know how great they are. But when you lose 16-0, it messes with the run differential. I can't help myself but notice this is an even run differential now from what is supposed to be the juggernaut of all juggernauts there. It's a team that I've been scared to fade in any capacity. I've told people, like, I thought the Giants could be much better than the books thought. But they're never going to be the Dodgers out west. And this is a team that's 11-4. They're 22-1, right? When we look at their number to still win that division. I know you had to some degree, you were backing the Giants tonight. I'm wondering what you have made of the Giants' start to this season. Still supposed to be the fourth best team, quite frankly, in the NL West.
You know, I think the best way to look at the Giants is kind of akin to the Mariners over the past couple of years, where the offensive output really is never going to be there, especially when your home ballpark is Oracle. But when you look at the rotation, when you look at the bullpen, and you look at the closers that they have kind of by committee on the Giants, I do feel like they're formidable from that sense. And this just might be a team where you take a lot of unders and kind of bet, you know, maybe, you know, some run line spots if they go up against the Dodgers and get 1.5 on that type of situation. But I really do feel like that's going to be a team that near the trade deadline is going to have to acquire some bats to actually get real consideration for a long-term run.
Now let's get into some of the other action that you have tonight, Rob, including a game that's going to be coming up shortly. It's Toronto and Atlanta. What's your look in that game?
Well, you know, there's one really good pitcher in this game that's getting a lot of big buzz right now, and that's Easton Lucas. And when you look at his underlying numbers too, man, nobody's tagging him. Nobody can get a solid barrel on the pitches that he's throwing right now. And Grant Holmes on the other side is kind of the exact opposite. A lot of people are tagging the pitches that he's throwing right now. And when you're looking at the Braves lineup, man, you want to talk about compounding issues, a pitcher that's not allowing a lot of hard hits and a lineup that really just can't barrel up baseballs, period, right now. I love the Blue Jays on the money line full game or through the first five. Personally, I took the full game just because I think the Blue Jays lineup can kind of exploit that back end of the game as well here. But I really do think a lot of Blue Jays angles are going to be viable tonight.
Do you think this, I know it's one of 162, but Toronto is obviously off to a relative to expectations, incredible start to the season. Does Toronto feel like a team to you that could actually keep this up to some degree and be in the race when we talk about whether it's the AL East or an AL wildcard spot?
I think so. It's going to really come down to that rotation because Jose Berríos really hasn't been that guy that we've seen over the past few years, and he's going to need to be that guy. This lineup has kind of overperformed or maybe even justly performed through the first, 20 games or so here, but I don't know if I can necessarily bank on them just kind of being this offensive heavy output team, kind of like the Cubs. And when you are looking at the Blue Jays, it's going to be a team that I think is going to have to be a buyer or maybe just needs to get healthy and get right in the pitching department.
You mentioned the Cubs. They're playing a huge one tonight against the Padres. You could argue the two best teams to start this season. Padres' best record, Cubs' best run differential, a 13-3 San Diego team that's not lost at home yet. How do you get in the mix with Cease Tyone?
I'm looking at a lot of unders here, and the reason why is because you look at the Cubs' output last night. I mean, 16 runs is going to get, excuse me, not last night, but a couple nights ago, 16 runs is going to get a lot of people excited to start betting Cubs overs. And they've been a really offensive juggernaut throughout the entire year. But Dylan Cease is coming off of a game where he inexplicably gave up 9 earned runs. And I do feel like this is going to be a definite get right spot for him. And then Jameson Taillon on the other side is sporting a 6 ERA. But the reality is that his underlying numbers really kind of suggest that he should be around like a 2 or a 3 ERA right now. And he's just kind of getting unjustly punished by a lot of soft contact. I feel like the first five under 4.5 is going to be a really solid play here. And I also think the full game is definitely viable for an under spot as well.
Yeah, I like Cease to pitch very well in this game. I know it's a big number on San Diego, but it's a number that I was willing to lay, even if, again, people I respect like the Cubs, but the Padres should be a bit closer to the number that they opened at in this game against Chicago. Last one, Robin, then we'll get you out of here. The Yanks and the Royals are going to be going at it with Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt kind of highlighting that game. I think it just got underway. But how are you looking to play that game? Any angles maybe on Judge or Bobby Witt?
Yeah, Bobby Witt, I think, could go yard tonight. That would not surprise me one bit. Heck, it might even happen in this first at bat. Cookie Carrasco is just one of those guys who's getting absolutely tagged every single time he takes the hill. And it's for long balls, not even just, hard hit doubles or singles. He's getting, balls that leave the yard. And on the other side, Seth Lugo is a guy who's also getting tagged pretty hard by hard contact right now as well. I feel like both lineups are really going to shine in this game. And for that reason, I took a full game over and also a first five over a 4.5. I feel like a lot of players are going to have a really special night here in Yankee Stadium.
I like that. I like that a lot. I did a little Bobby Judge home run parlay. So we'll see if we've got some magic in the Bronx. Rob, we appreciate you making some time here for us on a Monday night.
Yeah, not a problem, man. But have the best of recollection to show.
All right, my man, Rob Donaldson, helping us out there. Again, make sure you follow him over on Twitter, at RobDFB. Nice start to the baseball season. Looking to keep that going here. Speaking of nice start, it's Phil's 3-0 up on the San Francisco Giants. So they were able to tack on a little bit there, give Taijuan Walker touch of a lead. Pittsburgh also got the scoring going in inning number one. So some Yerfies, if you are dabbling in that market there. Paul Skeens right now is out for inning number two. Looks like he's got two strikeouts with an out to go here. So a fine start for Paul Skeens. Maybe you could ask for a little bit more, but it is early. Is that Bobby Witt heading to the dish here already? India walked. There was some India hit love today. So interesting. All right, so we'll keep it tracked. We'll keep it followed. We'll talk a little NBA postseason next with you right here on Monday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Game Time Decisions, happy to have you on a Monday night. Major League Baseball board, Braves 2-0 early. Sean Murphy gets it going with a 2-out home run. Nice to see. Let's see, did Skeens, 2 innings, 2 Ks. So you a fine pace, but not a great pace. If you played like for 8-9 or anything like that. Let's talk a little basketball postseason set. And we do not have most points, threes, rebounds, assists for any series so far other than Lakers-Timberwolves. Favorites in those markets, points, Luka, threes, Ant Edwards. Assists, LeBron, which I think is a little surprising. And then Rudy Gobert, a big favorite to lead that series in rebounds. These are all things that we will get into more and more as you know, we have time. I can, you know, again, Saturday morning, it'll be myself and Coach James Young on Betting Above the Rim, Pro Basketball Today. And then Coach and I will be back actually same night for Lakers-Timberwolves. I think we'll start at 8 o'clock, so we'll set the game up. We're working on some good stuff for you guys for that. So we'll be here for a huge Saturday, start the postseason right on Sports Grid. So make sure you are with us there for what should be some great series. And just to, you know, kind of zoom back to yesterday, and I know a lot of you were watching the golf. Look, I was too. Just, you know, multiple TV setup. You can, you know, pick and choose your volume. But I also had a big eye on the game between the Warriors and the Clippers. And, you know, you go back and forth. If you are invested in Laker futures, which I think a lot of you probably are, if you are invested in Western futures, which I imagine most of you are, Clippers-Warriors mattered a ton. It impacted every single team. Every single team it impacted. The Grizzlies now play Golden State instead of the Clippers. The Nuggets now play the Clippers instead of the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves play the Lakers instead of Denver. Houston now is supposed to play Golden State. If Golden State slips and trips against Memphis, now the Thunder will begin the series with the Warriors. So it was a very, very important game. As I was watching the game, as someone who is still holding Laker futures that were placed night of the Luka trade, you try and figure out who do you want to face in round number one? What would be the easiest matchup? What would be the matchup you'd be most confident in? And that is kind of the best way, I think, to put it. There is nothing easy about the West. The Western Conference is offering up the Minnesota Timberwolves as the sixth seed, who last year were in the conference finals. In the East, it's the Detroit Pistons, one of the best stories in basketball, but just 44 wins and no postseason pedigree. And that's before you get to the 7-8, you know, debacle that is the rest of the Eastern Conference. But confidence, I felt it more if the Lakers were to match up with Golden State, as I thought about it and we saw it play out in the game, because of the Warriors to me right now, feeling as if they just completely have one pathway to making any type of run and really to winning a series, which is Steph be otherworldly. And while Steph is capable of that in spurts, it's not even a bulletproof plan. Steph had 36 with 7 made threes against the Clippers on 58% shooting from beyond the arc and 50% from the field. They lost the game. And they lost that game despite Draymond hitting 3 threes in the second half and Jimmy Butler giving him a 30-piece. They had no answers for the best players on the Clippers defensively, being Kawhi and James Harden. While Draymond is a great defensive weapon, Draymond is a here-and-there perimeter option. But still, for the lion's share of games, Harden and Kawhi were getting theirs and eating easily. And that's what life, I think, would have looked like for Luka and LeBron. So instead now, the Lakers match up against this Minnesota Timberwolves team that has a ton of confidence. We know Ant always has a ton of confidence. He'll, I'm sure, somewhat say, oh, I'm getting my lick back against Luka, who eliminated me out in the West last year. But as always, it feels with a Minnesota series or what, you know, used to be a Utah series, so much of it can come down to Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert is a future Hall of Famer. But there are a lot of questions when it comes to Rudy Gobert in postseason basketball. And Rudy is going up against a team that, you know, snap reaction, people go, ooh, he's going to punish him. Jackson Hayes is not a match for Rudy Gobert. That's true. How long in a game will they actually have the opportunity to exploit that? Not all that long, because Jackson Hayes has seen his minutes continuously dwindle. 12 minutes against Houston, 14 minutes against Dallas, 13 minutes against Oklahoma City in the game that the Lakers won. We've seen those minutes diminish as the Lakers lean heavier and heavier into their small ball lineups, which means the front court is Rui Hachimura, Dorian Finney-Smith, LeBron James, as Reeves and Luka round out the five. Theirs isn't a comfortable and obvious spot to put Luka, or to put Rudy Gobert. So, can Rudy make you pay on the other side? The answer to that's always been no. It has always been no. And that's what makes things like Rudy Gobert to lead the series in rebounds fascinating. Gobert is obviously the top rebounder in the series. But Rudy Gobert averaged 7.6 rebounds in the series against Dallas last year in the conference finals. If the minutes slip, well, all of a sudden then, that becomes an open market to the likes of, say, Luka and LeBron. Game time decisions, tits a break. We come on back with you on this Monday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Wow. What a night it is for you. And I was gonna tease it on the way out, but I wasn't sure. I wasn't certain. You know, we had to call a couple of people to make sure that we could make this possible. And we now have. But first, 6-3 Giants. It's a route rock and roll. Fitzgerald goes deep. Willie Adames says, why not? I'll do the same. Phils, we were so braggadocious for just a little bit. But it's all smiles for Joey Jackpot. Joe Lisi on the over in this game. It was going to come in eventually, huh? Still hot on this diamond?
Yeah, absolutely. Am I in detention here that you got me in on a Monday here on game time decisions? I tell you, you called a couple of people. Can you come in now? You know I love you, and I miss the guest spots. Football is not obviously front and center stage till next week, but we're on the cusp, and now we have some overs in Major League Baseball. The total a little bit light, I want to say, in Philadelphia tonight. San Francisco played to the over with the New York Yankees, but Bryce Harper and the Phils were sleeping at the wheel. After that late game in Atlanta, they traveled to St. Louis. I tell you, dead man walking all weekend, but hopefully they could perk up tonight and we could get this total.
We will be rooting it in as always. We bring Joe here, though, with the draft, of course, around the corner. Tonight, the WNBA draft we've mentioned a few times on our show. We'll keep you posted with anything you need to know from there. But before we get to any of that, the college football world randomly gave us a huge story. As Nikki Treats is the College Football Today crew may know him. Nico Iamiava ends up out at Tennessee. He's in the portal. It's kind of a mutual decision, or both. Everyone's angry. Nico wanted more money, and Tennessee said no. Leave. So he did. Joe, what is your reaction to this big college football news?
Yeah, it's a shame to where you are at now in terms of college football. Kev, when you think about it, you know, and I brought it up in terms of Nico, 19 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He wasn't like Arch Manning-esque or even some of the great quarterbacks that we saw last year that he should be asking for more money. He took an $8 million bag just to go to Knoxville, and he was making $2.4 million a year, and then was asking for $4 million. But the biggest story of this whole situation, Kev, is what came and broke out over the weekend is not just that he's not the starting quarterback and that Tennessee said, hey, take a walk. It's the fact that him and other teammates potentially were asking for more money in the college football playoff game against Ohio State, where they came out with no shirts. They looked like they were ready to dance, and they got absolutely boat raced by the Buckeyes. If this is going to be the situation moving forward, and we're going to have, you know, star players or starters hold the programs hostage, we can't have that for the game. Certainly not for the biggest games on the slate, especially the college football playoff. I think it's terrible for the game and the product.
Yeah, I don't think you want anyone saying, hey, listen, glad we made the playoffs, more money before the game. You should not be renegotiating like that in season. I think that's wild. I think renegotiating in the off season, that's sports. I thought Micah Parsons be tweeting about, oh, this guy's holding out, was very short-sighted, when no doubt Micah Parsons will be holding out in just a couple of months when the Cowboys take ages to give him a record-breaking contract. I think what is fascinating, and, you know, people, oh, we can't have this be the future of college sports. What do you mean? You know, guys are, the other option is just Nico not renegotiate, but Nico leave right away. And I wonder if the main reason that Tennessee said, get out of here, Joe, is what you mentioned. He's not even that good. Clearly, the main reason that he's not at Tennessee is Josh Heupel doesn't believe he's a Heisman-level quarterback.
Right, and that's a huge part of it, right? But at the end of the day, look at Tennessee now. They're relying on a redshirt freshman and a true freshman, right, heading into fall camp. It's not a great situation for both parties. but we'll see how it plays out over the next few weeks.
Yeah, certainly something we will keep eyes on. Nico actually still a 20-1 number to win the Heisman Trophy. Some wondering if he'll end up in Chapel Hill with Bill Belichick. Let's talk the NFL draft with Joe Lisi next right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Game Time Decisions. A lot of chatter around the transfer portal. Let me tell you, if Joe Lisi jumps in it, maybe lands right here on Game Time Decisions. I'm just saying, Joe, we'll find enough NIL money to get you right here on a nightly basis, pal. Let me tell you, though, it costs quite a lot. We'd have to start. We need Casino Chris to go on a heater to pay your NIL demands.
Food has to be involved. I need pre-meal, post-meal, and in-game meal, you know, snacks and everything. I mean, that. Let's start with that, and then we can open our horizons.
So, Joe, we're always planning on talking the draft here, but there is a new story that came out within the last 15 minutes, and I'm a little surprised by this. Tom Pelissero, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, letting everybody know that the Giants will now have a private workout this Thursday with Shedeur Sanders. And right now, Abdul Carter to go third, dropping a little bit. Shedeur, plus 550. That's over on FanDuel, excuse me. I'm sure the DK number moving a touch. Not a ton, but a touch. I think it's interesting, Joe, because what the reporters are alluding to, and I think is fair, they're not bringing in Shedeur Sanders for a private workout to draft him, you know, 35 or maybe even 25. It seems like all of a sudden the Giants are once again considering Shedeur Sanders at third overall. Do you have the same reaction to this news?
Yes and no. I think they're serious about working him out. But I think that they're trying to really bait potentially New Orleans after the news with Derek Carr broke last week and potentially the Steelers maybe for getting more bang for the buck. I don't believe their offseason moves of Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston signing both of those quarterbacks showed that they were serious about Shedeur Sanders. One of those players, no problem. But both? That to me was the telltale sign that they had no real interest in Shedeur Sanders at number three overall. But now with less than 2 weeks away and knowing that there's quarterbacks in desperate need, potentially like the New Orleans Saints, I think they're going to try and work them out and show interest to potentially have the Saints reach up and maybe grab him at number three.
Man, and this is interesting. What I have said, I don't know if they can execute this. If the Giants, if Abdul Carter is on the board at three, the Giants should be getting as good of trade offers as Tennessee was getting at one. Carter is viewed as a cannot miss edge rusher prospect. Even if, I don't know if you agree with that, Joe, we've not necessarily talked a ton about what we view of these players, but that's what the league views of Abdul Carter. And if this team could trade back with Carolina, stay in front of New Orleans, take Shedeur at eight, that feels like a dream scenario. But also, when it comes to your quarterback, it's very hard to play games, and maybe that'll be too risky for the Giants. You know, at one point, Joe, I feel as if the Jets were a team that people thought may draft quarterback. That conversation has seemingly slowed down since bringing in Justin Fields. I'm wondering what you think the Jets should do and maybe will do at seventh overall.
Yeah, I don't see tight end in the mix, and that's not to take away from, you know, Ty Warren and some of the other tight ends in this class, but you could potentially pick up a marquee tight end in the second or third round in terms of Mason Taylor and some of the others like Fannin from Bowling Green that potentially could be there. So I don't look at tight end. I potentially look at offensive line. I look at defensive tackle as well, and even more secondary help. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I don't think the Jets will go quarterback, even though that's been mentioned in terms of, you know, that type of situation that they would push Justin Fields. I just don't see it. You acquire Justin Fields. He's a young quarterback, huge upside. He's paired with Garrett Wilson, his college teammate at Ohio State. And I think Aaron Glenn believes in him. So I think they go potentially offensive lineman or defensive edge rusher or defensive interior with Aaron Glenn at the helm. So we'll see.
I think offensive line, based on the chatter, is the rightful favorite. Man, it seems like Tet McMillan will be on the board there. I don't hate it. Any Jet fan I've talked to wants Tyler Warren. The couple of years they've had, I don't think there's a chance Tyler Warren busts. He's not going to be as good as Brock Bowers here, number one. But I think they would be so excited. I wouldn't mind that pick. If that is the pick that they landed on, I think that that is debatable. But I think that that is one of the more interesting things that we can keep our eyes on. To bring Shadur back into the fold, Joe, one of the things that's happened with the uncertainty around Sanders is we've learned it's not just that folks are unsure on how good he is. It's that he's not even, there's no Sanders Ward debate anymore. It's now Sanders against Jackson Dart. Where do you land on that debate as of April 14th?
I would take Sanders over Dart in a heartbeat, but that's me. I like the confidence. I like the swag. I also like the fact that Shadur put up dynamic numbers for 2+ years with one of the worst offensive lines in college football, got sacked multiple times, stood in the pocket, and was able to fire the football. Does he have the strongest arm potentially in the draft? No, but I still think he elevates his team. And let's not forget, he took a team that had one win and elevated it to 4-9 and 10 in 2 straight years. He elevated that program with Travis Hunter. He made that program respectable and put them on the map. That's what you want from a marquee quarterback. I know they didn't perform well in the last game they played against BYU, but at the end of the day, I would take Shadur Sanders over Jackson Dart in a heartbeat. The games that mattered for Ole Miss, Jackson Dart didn't live up to expectations. Didn't beat Alabama when the game was on the line against Florida and a college football playoff appearance was staring him in the face. He threw 2 critical bad interceptions that cost his team in a playoff spot. So I can't buy into Jackson Dart based off the body of work in elite competition.
I like Sanders. I understand why he's polarizing. I am starting to believe that the NFL likes Dart more than Sanders, though.
Oh, it's possible.
So, yeah. You know, and that's why, Joe, I want your opinion on these guys. I can give you my opinion, but I also just think I am believing that Dart is right now. If you maybe sit down and give you the mock, we're going to do it for you today. I think we're going to do it next Monday as we get closer. I think Dart goes 9. I do. Yeah. That's what I'm believing in. Yeah. How do you feel about New Orleans taking a quarterback, Joe, at 9?
Oh, I have no problem with that. Again, Derek Carr has plateaued, whether he's 100% healthy after the shoulder situation, whether he plays a quarter, a half of the season, or no. I just don't think he's all in. I don't think he'll elevate this team to a playoff appearance. So will they take Dart? They might, but I'll pose this question, Kev. What's the difference between Jackson Dart and Matt Corral? If the NFL didn't like Matt Corral, what's the difference with Jackson Dart?
Yeah, well, I'll pose this question then. You know, if people keep saying they like Jackson Dart more than Sanders because he's a better athlete, well, then why are we talking about either of these guys? And why aren't we talking about money-making Milroe? I mean, I'm just saying we're seeing it. You send me the updates. Like, you didn't think I was going to bring it up? They kind of like him. They kind of like him this league, Joe.
Sell. I can't wait for next week.
Oh, you better watch it. Joe, you're the best. Everyone watch Carver and Lisi tonight. Best radio show on the grid. And that includes my own. We'll talk to Dave Sharapan next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
All right, back to the right here on Game Time Decisions. It is a Monday night. Let's see, baseball board right now. 6-3 Giants still. 2-0 Pittsburgh. Skeens, 5 Ks. Very nice. 4-0 Atlanta. 5-1 Tampa. Scoreless Yanks Royals. We're rooting in the nervy in the game between the Mets and the Twins. I want to bring in our guy, Dave Sharapan. Consig, it is great to see you. I do have not an off-the-beaten-path topic, but one I've been saving for you. Okay. It's a two-parter. Part one, Rory surviving the heartbreak. Was that then heartbreaking for the books that he actually did it and came in and won the whole thing?
Probably for the general population books, but for the books that are booking the games and booking the stuff like they know what they're doing, they probably had a pretty decent position to him, especially after the first round where you didn't actually overmove the number and you took bets on everybody else. So a couple guys I talked to today in town here, it was a favorable result is what the word was used. That's fine. That means we didn't lose. That may not mean we won a lot, you know. Had someone else got there with a little bigger odds, yeah, it would have been better. But that was great. I loved it, Kevin. I mean, that was a roller coaster ride that you only get, you know, at Sunday at Augusta. And listen, man, that's the start of everything else. It's the start of draft coverage for you. The Steelers still don't have a quarterback.
Nope.
Stuff's moving all over the place. This kid, you know, called somebody's bluff in college, and they were negotiating during the playoff. And all I thought was, man, what are we getting to? Like, we finally got this thing settled on the field. We got 8 teams in it, and we got kids saying, well, I only agreed to play 12 games. Now this is a 13th game. I want more money. We're trying to set lines on this. We're taking bets all over the place. If I know they're in there trying to hold the schools hostage, I'm moving the line 10 points the other way. Say, go ahead, bet that team, please. Mm-hmm.
The follow-up golf question is, at least on one book, Rory is the favorite in 2 of the 3 remaining majors.
Yes.
Does that surprise you at all? Not even from the booking perspective. Yep. Does that surprise you that they went to Rory favorite in 2 of the remaining 3?
He's 1 or 2, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Right, he's.
But what was the last tournament Scotty was in where he wasn't the favorite? I mean,
it's been a while.
Years ago.
It's been a while. So it makes sense because the school of thought is he won it finally. He broke through finally. that means he's going to do it again. There's books that are putting up like, will Rory win two majors plus 190? Will he win three majors plus 6-1 or 16-1? And will he win all four majors this year after just completing the career Grand Slam was only 40-1. All you got to do is take his odds to win the three tournaments right now. It's what if you put in a three-item parlay with him to win the PGA, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship right now, it's 250-1. So don't believe what the books tell you ever. Shorten it to begin with. That's crazy.
They do.
Win another one? I don't think he's going to win another one.
No. So here is my roundup take on the golf pricing. The Scotty number was unfair. They were carbon copying somewhat the Scotty numbers that he had earned from last season, but not this season. Okay. Rory was playing better than Scotty. And if recent pedigree wasn't a factor, arguably deserved to be the favorite. Since the Scotty number was so wrong, the Rory number had to be wrong. And that then gave us those guys at such short prices where if you're following it, and you're basing it off the number, Scotty was a bad bet, Rory was a bad bet. Now, guess what? Rory won it, and Scotty would have another ho-hum top five because that's all the guy does.
Yeah.
But that, for again, if you're going to be a bit of a numbers guy heading into it, was off-putting. So now I can't imagine anyone who would agree with what I just said will even look Rory's way, certainly in 2025, if not beyond that. Now, the guy, you know the guy? Like, not one of the guys, the guy
that
on
guy?
Rory, right?
He'll
run up and grab the 40-1, him win the rest of them, okay? But he can, because he won it. But I now think, for the first time, you get to give simple Scotty value breakdowns of he's not the favorite. I will bet Scotty to win any tournament he's not booked as the favorite in. Because, again, I'm not sure I actually believe that when we get to, if I'm not, it's the PGA Championship, PGA, and that's where I'm not even sure I believe Rory's actually going to close as the favorite there. Because it's hard for me to believe. Scotty's playing this week. He's plus 360.
Yeah.
Like, the books are like, well, because Rory's not playing. He's taking the week off, I think.
Which is ironic because it's the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, right? Like, it's just another tournament, and he's plus 360, which is what he was at Augusta.
Which is why,
the good field. So, yeah, you're right. He ain't going to be the favorite. Rory's not going to be the favorite for the next major. Closes the favorite. The Scotty money's coming. It's coming.
Especially
if he wins this week. It's coming.
Yeah, it feels like the Scotty money is always coming.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty is also just, it is great. Because it's like, he was never in the mix. Yeah, but he finished fourth.
Yeah.
And somehow I had a Bryson. I don't even know how that happened. I have no idea. Like yes, Scotty lost his head-to-head this week, but it's because all the guy had to do was win the tournament in Rory.
Right.
Also, the one thing that I imagine went well for the books is everyone who clicked on live Scotty 40-1s. Because and let me just say this. I like that move because I was thinking about it the entire tournament. Dave will give us a question. We'll give Dave a question. We'll button it up. It's a Monday night on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
We're going to trade some questions, close out Game Time Decisions on a Monday night. Always good to have Dave Sharapan with us here on Game Time Decisions. Consig, you want to go first? You want me to go first? Up to your call.
I'll throw this at you.
Okay.
Which NBA series price surprised you the most?
Ooh. So they're not all out yet. I am preemptively surprised by how big of a favorite it looks like Golden State will be to Houston. Because Golden State is the third best odds to win the West while being in the play-in. So I think if the Warriors beat the Grizzlies tomorrow night, they're actually going to end up with the second best odds to win the conference despite being the seventh seed. That's what it looks like is going to happen, because it looks like they're going to be well over minus 200 to beat Houston, and I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be that high myself, but they're going to win one of the first two games. They're going to beat Memphis tomorrow, so they're in, and their path is that. I was hoping you said the Knicks being that big of a favorite against Detroit. And I was also hoping that, you know, you were going to say something about Denver being such a short favorite against the Clippers, because the buzz out West is that the Clippers are going to just walk right through.
The Clippers are an addiction, and everyone beat it all season long. And then Kawhi played good because he was around for the last month, and people can't kick that addiction. It has been a consistent thing since Kawhi has shown up with the Clippers, and everyone says they're done, and they are going to pick them in droves against Denver. And if they do win the series, I think I'll be on the other side. That work isn't done yet. They will pick them to beat Oklahoma City as well. And the difference between when people pick the Clippers to beat OKC versus when people say they pick the Lakers to beat OKC is, for some reason, it's totally reasonable if you pick the Clippers, and if you pick the Lakers, you're being biased towards LeBron. And that's because people, well, Dave, I'll give you this. It might be back of the napkin work for you. Just pricing wise, Scooball with the Tigers, right? So it's, where is it in baseball? If number one is Yamamoto Dodgers, if number two is Snell Dodgers, let me know where Scooball is as he is on this Detroit team. I thought they were considerable and noteworthy favorites in their game to Milwaukee. Dave Sharapan, we appreciate you.
I'll see you next week, by the way, in person. I'll be in Jersey, hanging out in the studio. Breaking.
Interesting. That's huge. Now we've got some good stuff to look forward to. Folks, before we just kind of run through any remaining wagers, just an update for the week, all right? Okay, Dubs, kicking his feet back next couple of days. Not really. We're actually going to crack into the research and get everything set for the NBA playoffs. I will be with you Saturday morning. All right? Saturday morning, betting above the rim, Coach James Young, and then we are back Saturday night for Timberwolves Lakers. We'll begin at 8 o'clock. Maybe we'll catch the back end of Knicks Pistons, but we will be live with you on Sports Grid basically all Saturday. So I look forward to that. We'll be in the mix. Do not miss out, all right? Also, I'll just say this. You know, I don't want to overpromise. We're working on some stuff for you. We're working on a couple of things that I think the people will like, okay? So, up to something season, I love that. And I think it, yeah. So, shout out to the boys in the back. Up to something season
Indeed. Can we get two more outs in this Twins-Mets game? Leadoff double Lindor didn't hurt us. Now it's up to Clay Holmes. Button it up. Remaining picks on the baseball board? It's just one. No, it's two. Excuse me. Padres money line. They're saying it's the wheel play of the day. Then again, that's what the Phillies was. And we celebrated that early. But now it's the Giants. So it's a little all over the place. We'll see. We're rooting it in nonetheless. But late night Dodgers, Rockies, over the 8.5. I really, really do like that one. I feel very good about it. If you look, Senzatella has given up 27 hits. And it's not just one game through these. It's 9 in game number 1, 10 in game number 2, and 8 in game number 3. And he didn't have an earned run in games 1 or 2. He'll be smashed tonight. Rockies won't get shut out. We'll get some runs. I'll see you Saturday morning. In-game live is next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.